W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Dr. Rachel Glick is a licensed professional counselor with 30 years as a couples and individual therapist in private practice. She's taught and created workshops for YPO, One Village, University of Missouri, and many other. Her newest book is A Soulful Marriage, Healing Your Relationship with Responsibility, Growth, Priority, and Purpose. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you decided to write the book.
So they all intertwined. That was a great stack of questions. I have been married for 36 years. I've known my husband for 38.
Nice.
And have two adult children. One of them they're both married, and one has a child of her own. So I'm a big family person. And I started really having a sense that I could feel the suffering at a really young age. I'm a very sensitive person. So took a circuitous route, but then ultimately found the field of psychotherapy. And it's just such a good match for me. And so that combined with finding spirituality, my husband and I had some issues early on in our relationship. Unexpectedly, I just felt an emptiness and I never thought that would happen. I was, you know, kind of living in a fantasy world, I guess, that everything should just be as it was at the beginning. And then that really just started kind of the soul searching process and helped me discover who I really am. And then it created a journey for my husband and I for about 15 years. We explored different spiritualities to see if we could find something together that would help us give a roadmap and a deepening. So we've discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah 20 years ago. And then I just started blending all of it together, what we know about human beings from psychology, from humanism, existentialism, and then blending it with what we were learning with the ancient wisdom of Kabbalah. So, and over a period of time, as I was putting the pieces together for my own life, my own relationship and marriage, kind of using our marriage as a laboratory, I became more and more of a specialist with couples. Just the universe kept sending me more and more couples. So then I really started blending these kind of a psycho-spiritual approach of no matter where a person is, you know, whether level of spirituality or whatever their paradigm is, it just feel like these were universal principles that were helping people really go to their next level. So the book came about on some level out of pain of what it was like after a session finished with one couple and wanting more people to be able to have tools and have much more control over their life experience. And then my husband and I really, really is one of the pillars in the book is of having a sense of purpose together, of really putting all of our gifts and talents and treasures and seeing how we can share. So the book was also a joint project, even though I wrote it, my husband's support and his weigh in. And, it, you know, so it's really a project we worked on together as a kind of a paying it forward for our relationship.
Nice. That's awesome. How are Americans doing with marriage? How is it going for us, Rachel?
Well, you know, where I sit, I'm seeing the relationships that are struggling every day, you know, and then I'll walk around like at the airport or at a restaurant and I see couples who look, you know, like think, oh, maybe there are couples that are just kind of moving along. But I think that we're doing, we're evolving and I sense that people are expecting more. And so it might show up in more divorces, let's say, but I think it's, you know, opening up that we can't just wing this and that more people are becoming, hopefully more and more. That's part of why I wrote the book and why I'm so excited to be here is I'm hoping to normalize and actually culturize that we need to be learning about relationships. It's not just something we learn about math. We learn about reading. Imagine like not ever being trained to read or and then trying to make it in the world. It's the same thing with relationships. It's a trainable skill. And so I think that's what I'm hoping, you know, we can help Americans with or the world.
What, you know, that's, that probably shows up everywhere, that when I'm deficient in something or I'm struggling with something or the thing that I'm putting energy towards or have engaged in is not going well for me, that I'm embarrassed, I'm shameful of it, but it's weird, it's not obvious that I should go seek help. Mm-hmm. But that's certainly the case with relationships. They're the most important things that we do. Yet we're not. We have very little training.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And okay. And so then because that is shame a big is it fair to say that shame is a reason that people don't seek help or outside guidance, or am I off base there?
No, I think it's a huge component. And then it kind of branches out into so many other compounding reasons, but I think really shame is the center of a lot of what we struggle with. Like I find that when whoever I'm working with individually or with a couple or family, that underneath people are not feeling whole or good or worthy or enough. And so in the book, the first pillar, I have four pillars, and which really kind of forms like a roadmap. But the first one is we are each responsible for our own happiness and well-being. So, and self-love is a huge part of that. So I think it's your question about whether it stops people from coming to counseling. I think shame stops people from a lot of what they could experience in life and have, and creates a lot of unconscious ways of responding to try to cover that up. So awareness is the first step. Like if you're aware that you are feeling less about yourself, or that's at the epicenter of some of it, then you can begin to shine light on it and start to heal it. And yeah, and I think there's an element of feeling like we just should know, and that's the shame too. Like I should know something that I haven't done before.
Yeah.
And yeah.
For you, you shared that you felt like something that everything should be as it was. Was that meaning that you should feel just as happy and as blissful as the first time you met your husband?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to just, you know, embarrass myself, you know, or just like be honest that I considered myself relatively exposed to things in life, but I was really under a delusion that that incredible feeling was going to fix everything in my life. And that I wasn't going to feel lonely. I wasn't going to feel lost. I wasn't going to feel uninspired. And then slam, I did. And I was attributing it to my husband on some level, unconsciously and consciously, that I was like, oh no. And I was young. He's older than me by 8.5 years. So I got scared that did I jump into this too fast? And did I not know myself well enough? Is this really the right person? When I had no doubt about him. But fortunately, I did dive into working on it. I grew up in a family where my parents actually were married 68 years. My father just passed at 96. But like I knew that I couldn't live with myself unless I really dove in to understand what was going on here. And so, yeah, so I did.
I appreciate you being open and honest about that, because it's certainly things that we all feel. I've been married now I've been with my wife for a really long time. How long has it been? I think we've been married for 12 years, been together for 15 or 16. So I guess it's not that long. It's not 68 years in the grand scheme of things, but certainly have felt and do feel like, felt those feelings that you're feeling. Like, how am I screwing this up? It's not going as well as I was sort of expecting. Why do we fight as much as we do? And there's people involved with it. So I appreciate, thank you for sharing. And I'm confident that everybody goes through this stuff. It's just how we choose to deal with it and move forward, right?
Absolutely. And something that you just said is one of the foundation. Well, they're all foundational pillars. They're all part of it. That's why I like things to be cohesive and understand holes and models. And, you know, so all four pillars are vital. But the second one is about conflict. And it's really the growth pillar. The first one is responsibility. We're responsible for our happiness and well-being and growing and learning about who we are. And then the second one is growth, where we use our friction to grow individually and closer together. And this is why most people come to therapy, why I'm looking at my couch right over there. And this is why most people land on my couch, which helps them override the shame of going to therapy or the delusion that I should just know this and we can figure it out on our own, is when they get scared because their conflict or emptiness or disconnection has reached such a level, and they've everything they've tried just keeps, they're stuck. And so the friction, one of the first things I tell couples, which you just said something like, oh, we have conflict, or is that it's actually a good sign. It's not a bad sign. It depends on how you handle the friction and the conflict. But the premise is that we're here to grow. And that's what keeps the spark, the true spark, is an element of being invested in your partner's growth and true care and respect for them as a human being, that you aren't just trying to get your needs met, but you really care about their betterment.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
And your own betterment and your closeness betterment. But I just really try to relieve people on the front end that this just means you're doing what you came to do together, which is you're here to grow. And so let's get started.
And we're going to grow and change individually. And the idea being, let's do our best to celebrate the individual growth, as my wife is more interested in this than she was last year, and I need to celebrate that and appreciate that. It's not because she's not happy with me. It's just that she's on her own journey. I'm on mine. How do we view it as positive versus we're clashing all the time?
Yes. And that's very common, where when you're growing in different directions or in different rates, and of course, we're evolving. And then how do you navigate that in the sanctuary of your relationship?
And yeah, that's not obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you don't mind sharing, like what have you learned from what helps to navigate that?
Well, I think that your first pillar is really, really important, that I believe that it's my responsibility. I don't think that other people can make me fulfilled or other people can make me happy. I need to do that internal work. I'm such a fan of The Missing Piece by Shel Silverstein. It's this beautiful poem.
Yeah, of course.
And I really view that as sort of a wonderful metaphor for life, because we're all rolling through looking for what's going to fill the void. But the answer is, the secret is, nothing from the outside is going to fill your void.
Yeah.
And your relationship is a beautiful thing. And mm-hmm. ideally, your spouse will help you to, and obviously will, you know, have a better life and be a more complete person, but it's not their responsibility to do that.
Yes. That's amazing. That's such a...
So that's been helpful for me. Mm-hmm. But to your point, we've engaged in therapy and need help because I don't know anything about this. And it is a delusion to think that I was just automatically understand how to interact with another human being. And certainly in my example, a female, because I'm different than my wife is in lots of different ways. So
yes. Good for you.
Yeah,
that's great. Yay. More like this inspires one more person to take that step. And the book isn't designed for those who maybe can't afford or are trying to have a stepping stone or, you know, to help reach more people that maybe don't go to therapy or also with their therapy. Mm-hmm. So it's not to replace therapy, but just to kind of keep moving the needle more toward actualization for people.
And I think I have to imagine that accessibility is such an important thing. So if I can, just the thought of me, if I've never engaged in any kind of a therapy or worked with a professional of any kind, a coach, whatever, mm-hmm. then that's an intimidating thing. So being able to access a YouTube video or a book that I can read at my own pace or consume at my own pace. And then I think that that's such a wonderful starting point.
It tends to be one of the first things people do is they look to a book. So yeah, absolutely. Accessibility.
So your journey of figuring out spirituality and then blending it with your professional, your medical practice, how is that received by your peers? How is that received by your patients, by the community in general?
Yeah. Well, I've made some, you know, mistakes along the way for sure that have taught me how important it is to really take it slow and make sure that I'm aware of. I usually ask people what their paradigm is or like, how do they view the world and do they have a connection to something bigger than themselves? And so it's so universal that it really doesn't matter to me what their paradigm is typically. If it's medical, you know, you can use the same metaphors within the environment and biology. And if it's humanistic, then you can work with that. And or if it's Christianity or if it's Buddhism, it doesn't really matter. Or Judaism or the principles of Kabbalah are really about how we're all here to come. Really, that every single thought is about growth, every school of thought. And so I just find that I put myself in in my client's world as best as I can, and then use what can help them at their level with what might help inspire them to see that they have more control and empowerment than they realize, and that this isn't bad what's happening. It's an opportunity and an invitation of what's happening, that they're having challenges.
I think what a wonderful way to think about that and reframe it. This is not tearing us apart. It's bringing us together. This is a big opportunity. And it strikes me that, well, I know for a fact that we are looking for wisdom these days, as the promise of technology and stuff is not answering all the questions that we're asking. There's so much wisdom. An ancient wisdom that's been helping people for thousands of years. Why not tap into that?
Yes. And it's really practical, too, is what I have found. So for my husband and I, the ideas in this book, we really live and it really turned our relationship not only around, but then keeps elevating it. And so one of the first things that stood out to us was this idea that that there is some positive benefit of what's happening in what feels like darkness, and when you're confused and when you can't see how it's going to resolve, or even in the things that feel that are missing, that they still have at the core light in them. They still have a gift in them, and you have to deal with all of it, not just like ignore what is painful. But and so if let's say you're in a situation where, you know, you're, let's just say, if you don't mind me using, like two partners going in a little different directions and it can be scary, then to really lean into it and trusting, the first step that I recommend throughout the book is to first go back to pillar one and listen for, what does this mean for me? How does this bring up my, what I know are my patterns or my themes or my fears or my limiting belief systems? And first, how can I change my consciousness? How can I heal myself and my consciousness? That then you can approach this difference and you have an abundance of kind of support from what I would call, like what I learn in Kabbalah, is like the endless abundance that exists to help you then and approach the situation. But we tend to want to try to fix the situation. It's human. We want relief, but we kind of want to slow down to speed up, is what we have, my husband and I learn. And let's just like embrace this, see what it's going to teach us about ourselves first and what we can heal and cultivate in our character that we need to work on. Maybe it's patience. I know that's a big one for me. And not feel scared and trust and feel more security from the inside, not seeking it from the outside. And then it's really kind of becomes, I don't know if magical, you know, could be a way of saying it, where just things start to go into synchrony, that you get support to help resolve it.
That is, I think, makes all the sense in the world. And so hard for us today to slow down, to speed up, because things are moving so fast. And we're in this instant gratification world where I can get whatever I want right now, but you're not getting what you want that's important. And you're not getting what you want that's of value. We could certainly make ourselves happy with dopamine hits all the time, really fast. But to give the universe the opportunity to help us line everything up, we do need to sit in that.
Yes.
And that's hard for us, for sure.
Very much so. Yes. Yeah. And I have found that we have more strength than we realize. But it's iterative, you know, the small steps to just pause. And in the book, and this I learned from studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, is the power of the pause. And the minute we pause, we start to at least have a fighting chance to switch systems from the reactive, seeking, instant system to what is this, like, slower thinking system. And this is where, like, I love it when science meets spirituality. It's like, because it's all connected. It's and so I love the work of Daniel Kahneman, who wrote Thinking Fast and Slow. And I actually learned about the book through my Kabbalah teachers. And it really emulates the same, or mirrors the same idea that we learn in ancient wisdom, that we have two systems. We have the ego and the soul. And the more we're aware of those two and work to negotiate the relationship between the two. And the ego is the one that's going to want to have fast relief. It's survival oriented. So, of course, it's not to judge ourselves for having it, though. It's inherent and it's a good thing. But as we convert from that voice to the soul's voice, which has a bigger picture perspective, then that's when we start to have freedom. And it's hard. It will always be hard. It'll get harder. The tests have to be there. It's inherent in the design of the universe that we have to put in effort. So if we conquer one level of empowerment or self-mastery, then it will get another one. Not to be discouraging, but more to be, because that's the next level of fulfillment that's waiting.
You did such a good job with that one, George. Now it's time to do the next one.
Exactly. Well done. Pat on the back. Take a nice breath. Enjoy it. And
back to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of the frying pan into the fire. And I joke about that, but that is the human reality. Should we choose this path? Should we choose the path of internal happiness and finding our own way and which is exciting to me. I wonder if that's exciting to other people. It's apparently exciting to you as well.
Well, I think it's a gift that to be given the excitement around growth, And it's okay if people don't have it. You know, there's different souls, different vessels, but it is something that I find I always want to never take for granted, and to try to keep feeding that flame. And it's normal to fall and not really be inspired. That's just part of life. It's normal. Like it's, but we need things to catch us and put us back on track. And so I know for me, studying, you know, it's really mind, body, and spirit. Like I need to connect to my body in a good way, starts to prepare my, makes me feel good. And it helps me then be inspired or excited about growth. And then I study things that, like when I study the wisdom of Kabbalah, sometimes it feels flat because I'm flat in that moment, you know. But it starts to expand. So we what we consume makes a difference. What we put in our mind is what I mean by that.
Yeah. The gift of growth. That is
the gift of growth. I love how you just said that. The gift of growth.
Yeah. That is such a powerful thing. And we just need to remind ourselves all the time. Like I know all this stuff. I don't need to be taught it. I need to be reminded. Some of the stuff I need to be taught, like all the relationship stuff that's in your book, I need to be taught. But I know that overcoming challenges is an absolute gift, even though it doesn't feel that way in the moment necessarily. And the idea that when I pass this one, I'm going to have another one also doesn't seem all that awesome necessarily intellectually, but I certainly know that it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's a gift.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a choice to see it that way.
Yeah. I love it. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And where can they get their copy of A Soulful Marriage, Healing Your Relationship with Responsibility, Growth, Priority, and Purpose?
So the book launches February 4th. So it'll be published and available February 4th. It can be pre-ordered now, though, on Amazon. And on my website, which is Dr. Rachel Glick, no C in Glick, DrRachelGlick. I have a section on there that says book. And there are like four different, there'll be five soon, different places that you can buy the book, like Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Bookshop, I think it's called, and Glick's, which is another store that will be selling it. Yeah, and you can find me on Instagram under the same handle, and that could also link you to it, DrRachelGlick.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Rachel your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to drrachelglick.com. It's drrachelglick.com. And check out all the great resources that Rachel is putting out into the world. Get your copy of A Soulful Marriage on Amazon or wherever else that you buy your books. And we will link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Rachel.
Thank you so much. I wish you all the best in your relationship and in your life.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
Thank you.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.